Earthquake shakeout drills were first conducted in California in 2008 to prepare residents living along the San Andreas earthquake fault. A year later, nearly 7 million people participated. But this will be the first time 11 mid-American states will take part in the Great Central U.S. shakeout. Brian Blake is Earthquake Program Director for the Central Earthquake Consortia.
The funding comes from primarily the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the U.S. Geological Survey, the National Science Foundation, and also the states where the shakeout is taking place. And there's a lot of organizations scattered throughout that are contributing.
Until several years ago, we didn't think much about earthquakes in Arkansas. That is, until several small quakes shook Benton County in the northwestern part of the state, and a swarm erupted in Faulkner County, likely linked to natural gas drilling. All of that shifted residents' awareness. But really, this civil emergency drill is all about the New Madrid seismic zone, a major earthquake hazard that threatens eastern Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi. In the winter of 1811 and 12, a series of massive quakes were centered at New Madrid, Missouri. To this day, it's considered one of the most powerful earthquakes in U.S. history and remains the subject of intense study, debate, and speculation. According to the historical record, four earthquakes collapsed buildings and liquefied the ground. And certain seismologists say another quake is imminent. But Brian Blake says other earthquake hazards exist in the southeastern United States as well.
South Carolina, we've got a pretty big fault system there that produced a very large earthquake in the late 1800s. There's a fault zone in East Tennessee and northeastern Alabama that can produce damaging earthquakes. And the last, they actually had a minor earthquake event there in 2003. That did some damage in northeastern Alabama. In southwestern Indiana and southeastern Illinois, the Wabash Valley seismic zone, which can produce very large earthquakes as well, even upwards of a magnitude 7 earthquake, which is a pretty big event.
So emergency planners thought it might be time to acclimate Midwestern residents to earthquake drills.
The drill is really pretty simple. It's designed to teach people how to react when the ground starts to shake from an earthquake. And so we're going to have people at 10:15 a.m. on April 28th practice drop, cover, and hold on. And that is drop to the floor before an earthquake drops you and take cover under a sturdy object like a desk or a table and hold on to it until the shaking stops.
Do your drill like you practiced.
Earthquake!
Root Elementary School in Fayetteville is participating, including this class who on cue dive under their desks.
All clear.
Three students are leading the program, collectively called Root Elementary Shakeout Team.
I'm Alan Wang, and I'm in fourth grade, and I'm 10 years old.
I'm Jan Bobda, and I'm... I'm 10 years old, and I'm in fourth grade.
I'm Junior Samuels. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm 10 years old.
All three boys are English as second language students and were studying earthquakes when they came across the national drill. Jan Bobda.
And we looked at the website, and we asked our principal if we could participate in the shakeout. She allowed us, and then we... signed up.
Junior Samuel said current events initiated it.
We all researched about the tsunami in Japan, and so we all started talking about earthquakes, and that's how we came up about the shakeout.
And Alan Wang says our proximity places us at risk.
We live in the New Madrid Fault Zone, where the earthquake happens.
Word of the drill has spread. More than 200 schools are participating in Arkansas. Joey Folsom is principal at Butterfield Trail Elementary. She says they've not formally practiced.
We have not. We told the teachers about it, and I'm not sure some individual teachers may have done that in their classrooms, but we will probably just use this as a drill, and we'll observe and see how everybody does, and then we always ask for feedback after it's over just to make sure everybody understood how to do it.
You know, you conduct other drills in this school. Is this the first time you've ever done an earthquake drill?
This is the first time we've ever done an earthquake drill.
And so is it creating a lot of curiosity among teachers and students?
I really think just given the knowledge of the earthquakes that have happened recently, that it's not anyone surprised about it, and it's just, and we're familiar with fire drills, we're familiar with lockdowns, we're familiar with tornado drills, and the building evacuation drills, and so everybody just kind of knows that we have things in place for as many crises that might come up, and so the earthquake is not any, I mean, you know, like I said, because of the recent earthquake activity, I don't think anybody's taken back by the fact that we would have an earthquake drill.
Do you think these kinds of things alarm the children, or they just take it in stride?
They take it in stride.
Principal Folsom says drills will likely lead to safer behavior.
Well, it's real important to have the children knowledgeable about what they're supposed to do, and then that's how you keep them from being so alarmed when real things happen, and for staff and to be prepared for these, because when you're dealing with the safety of 500-plus students, it's quite a responsibility, and we need to be in the know on what we're supposed to do.
7 colleges and universities are also taking part, including UALR and Northwest Arkansas Community College. The University of Arkansas at Fayetteville is not. Last week, U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano encouraged all educational institutions across the country to participate in preparedness drills, but many other groups are as well. Central Earthquake Consortia Director Brian Blake.
The states that are participating are South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois. So we've got 11 states, and the different participants that we've got signed up so far really are a range of folks. Primarily, it's school kids. We've got about 2.3 million participants in schools. That's school teachers, students, faculty, and staff. But we've also got several hundred thousand participants in individuals, businesses, state government, you know, local government, medical facilities, retirement communities or homeowners associations. You know, it's really open to everyone. It's free and open to the public. We don't discourage anyone from practicing.
The Great Central U.S. Shakeout also advises residents to take additional safety measures, assess building weaknesses, secure objects that may tip over, like televisions, bookcases, appliances, and furniture, and create a family emergency plan, including disaster kits, stockpile food and water, have flashlights on hand, as well as a portable radio and first aid. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.